Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sawatsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor bunts towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buzzard moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. There goes Taylor trying to get to second. Anderson throws the ball into Kopp, who tags Taylor for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ray Semprock now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to third. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sawatsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatsky for the out. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Semprock out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kopp hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin bunts towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson throws the ball into Anderson who tags Long, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Banks scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sawatsky hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Drake pinch hits for Ray Semprock. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kopp hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.